I'm David Brancaccio. If a goal of conservatives is to, the word is, shrink the federal government, it is showing up in the numbers, at least in Washington, D.C. We have new statistics this week on employment from the Labor Department. Turns out in 2023, D.C. ranked last when it comes to growth in federal government jobs, to the point that the number of D.C. federal workers went down. For years, there have been more federal workers outside the Capitol than in it, and that trend picked up during the pandemic. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has our report.
A couple of days ago, economist T.J. LaPutra was in his downtown Washington office at the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, crunching some numbers for me. I'd asked him to figure out what happened to the federal workforce in D.C. during the pandemic.
So from February 2020 to January 2024, federal government employment in the District of Columbia, D.C. proper, fell by 2%.
By comparison, over that same period, the number of federal employees nationwide actually grew by more than 4%. Tens of thousands of people still work for federal agencies based in D.C., but they really aren't in the office that much. There's no across-the-board order for everyone to sling on their lanyards and trudge back to the office full-time. Some agencies require their staff to be there in person when they're doing classified work. Others just want employees at their desks a couple days a week. LaPutra says his agency has been flexible.
Most of the time, I have been working from home since the pandemic.
He's not the only one. The Government Accountability Office did a report on how many federal workers came into agency headquarters in D.C. during the first 3 months of 2023. It wasn't pretty. David Maroney was the lead author.
Most of the agencies were using less than a quarter of their building's space, and none were using more than 50%. So really, across the board, lots of empty offices.
Maroney says more than half of those agencies' leases will expire over the next 3 years. But until then, they're holding on to their empty offices, meaning the space can't be turned into revenue-generating hotels or apartments. Maroney was speaking to me from Atlanta, where the GAO has a field office. Now more than ever, you really don't have to live near Washington to work for the federal government. Yeshim Sayan is head of the D.C. Policy Center think tank.
A lot of people have moved out of the region because it's high cost, expensive, realizing that they can work for the federal government and not necessarily be in the region.
Sayan says the federal government has always been decentralized, with most federal workers outside D.C. The pandemic turbocharged that, which hurt the city's bottom line. Federal employees working remotely aren't going out to lunch or shopping downtown during their lunch breaks. People who might have taken the train downtown for a meeting at a government agency are Zooming instead. Sayan says the city is losing sales tax revenue from all those missed meetings and lunches.
That's affecting city revenues. That's affecting Metro.
Sayan estimates that federal workers spend an average of $167 per week when they're in D.C. And even if half of them were actually coming into the office, the city would still be out millions of dollars a year in sales taxes. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.